This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
And don't forget to visit our Facebook page. Search Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. We have over 3,000 likes on there, which is actually kind of funny comparing that to some of the big people out there. We have more fans on our Facebook page than most other radio shows.
Yeah. That's because you guys are good. That's why.
We appreciate that. And you'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1, brought to you from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. Joined by my trusted co-host today, and my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And our trusted producer, Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. And before we get too far into this, I have to say happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife, Tammy.
Aw, thank you.
So, mother of eight, grandmother
yes.
of one.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She doesn't age.
No, she doesn't.
It's unbelievable.
She doesn't. I just have to say happy Mother's Day, baby.
Thank you very much,
You
sweetie.
Are the most amazing mom I've ever met. So thank you
Don't
for everything you do.
I gotta do this show.
I'm going to start crying.
Radio and not,
Stop. Look at
not TV. Can't see you cry, right?
That is awesome, dude. Right. And also, I got to meet your mom, who's a sweetheart.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Brief little meeting with her.
She was here, And she kept you in line, too. It was great. And you have met my mother, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that's
your
been
mom's
great.
Amazing.
So, mom.
All the moms out there.
Mom
a
had
pat
to
on the back.
Raise this here. So, God bless her. Her and dad. Mm-hmm. And dad would always give me the same look that he would give her. And I didn't know until I was older. And you see it. I'm almost exactly her. So, I'm blessed to have her. She's been a friend, greatest mom you could ever have, and I mean she cares for us, and I know she isn't that big, but if somebody would mess us,
she'd get big in a hurry.
Trouble. Yeah. So, mom, love you, and thank you very much, and very quickly, a shout-out to my goddaughter, my first and favorite goddaughter, Tara Lynn Lockmiller. She was the student-athlete of the year at Brentwood High School, and guys, I'm so proud of her. She has been an angel and a sweetheart from day one. Now she's going to be going off to college, so I'm
good deal.
Older, but
That's
I'm so
awesome.
Blessed, and I want to thank her for letting me be her godfather. It's been a
what an honor.
Honor, and I love you very much. Tara Lynn Lockmiller, Brentwood High School Student Athlete of the Year. All right, Doug.
Well, very cool. Well, yeah, we've been.
This has been good. I think we need a hug. This has been good.
Yeah, dark. Group hug on the air.
Yeah.
Well, another big announcement here. This is this is our 150th show.
You know,
so
I should have known that, and I should have brought some champagne or some water. Who knows what? But that's fantastic,
little
you guys.
Celebration on a Sunday afternoon.
That is great because most shows don't go 20, and I'm not kidding.
Well,
so that is fantastic, and as you said, you're getting likes, and that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The show is stronger, and you could see on Facebook on your page, my shirt here. Tammy is going to have that up.
Oh yeah, we
need we'll a picture. Take a picture.
That. Yeah, the shemp happens.
It's beautiful. It's my favorite shirt.
Yeah, Tom looks a little like Curly, but that's not his favorite of the Stooges.
I love.
He has a Three Stooges shirt on.
Him too, but I love shemp the best, so this is great.
And the shemp shirt was a gift from Tammy, so
absolutely, so it's all
even
good.
Better.
And we're all great here in the beautiful Cornerstone studio too.
That's right,
we are.
That's
Cornerstone is our main sponsor.
How are things?
Things at Cornerstone are great. In fact, talking about Cornerstone, I actually want to bring into the studio. We have Scott Schaffman, who is a coworker of mine one of the best loan officers in our company and just a really well-respected guy in St. Louis.
Now that's saying something,
so,
buddy.
Welcome to the studio, Scott.
Thank you very much, Doug. I really appreciate that. Before I start, I want to obviously wish my mom a happy Mother's Day and my beautiful wife a happy Mother's Day. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And other than that, thank you for excusing me for a little bit of time to be on the air here today.
There you go. Doug.
That's awesome. Nice.
No, glad to have it. We always appreciate a professional opinion on, you know, as we talk about these different high-level topics, and you know, we need the professionals in here to give us another view. So glad to have you here. So,
well, I appreciate that.
How long have you been with Cornerstone?
Over 5 years.
Okay, and you've been in the business for a long time.
Probably about, I want to say, 13 years now.
Okay, 13 years is long enough to separate yourself from the pack.
Sure.
And just knowing the number of loans that you close and seeing customer service ratings, you're definitely one of the top guys in the industry, so glad you're here.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that.
Well, in Cornerstone, you know, they're lucky to have you, and I think we're lucky to work at Cornerstone, though, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about a company that knows how to close loans.
Classy.
Close them smoothly.
Absolutely, 100%.
So why did you choose Cornerstone? Because you could go anywhere.
It's a good question. you know, the support that we have at Cornerstone from a processing standpoint, from a closing standpoint, from an underwriting standpoint, Jim Dean, the owner of Cornerstone, and Angie Stevenson, they've always had a very, very proactive approach on making sure that they can see what's going to happen down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they've staffed our operations accordingly to make sure that, you know, while Jim and Angie are hiring additional loan officers, we're always going to make sure that we are staffed appropriately to continue the growth.
Now, you guys are number three right now?
Number three in Missouri, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, we are, and I think that we're going to be probably number two by the end of this year. I mean, we're on pace to do $1 billion in business this year.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
I would, you know, the number of loans that each loan officer does at Cornerstone, I think, is superior than any other mortgage company here in St. Louis.
You know, and that's a good point, Scott, because you know, the company that's number one as far as volume goes have 250 loan officers, and we're doing close to what they're doing with only, what do we have, 65, 60?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, so you take the average number of loans that our loan officers close, and somebody listening may ask, okay, why is that important? The reason that's important is that what that's a sign of is that our loan officers are extremely professional, that they do a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of repetition you get is important because there are so many oddball scenarios that you only see once every few years. And the more loans you do, you know how to solve those problems when they come up.
Quality,
Yeah, absolutely. High-quality loan officers.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I interviewed with Jim, he was interviewing me, and that's not very common in our industry. I mean, He looked at my W-2s, wanted to see my activity for the last few years, and I think that is what separates Cornerstone apart from the competition, is that he is expecting the loan officers to come in and produce on their own without you know, the phone ringing from other advertisements where other companies are doing other advertisements to make that phone ring.
So it's quality versus quantity.
Right. Well, and we do a large quantity of loans, but they're very high. They're very high quality. And
sure.
And that's some of the things that have given us direct endorsements with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Jenny Mae for all of our government loans, where we're a direct agency lender, so we get to underwrite everything in-house. And Scott, you have to love the way that affects our business.
It's definitely one of the many competitive advantages that we have, and it's just great to know that for one reason, if it doesn't meet Chase's guidelines or Wells guidelines, you know, we have a backup plan where it could potentially meet Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's guidelines, which gives us the ability to originate and close loans. A greater opportunity than the possibly the competition because of that, because we sell directly to Fannie and Freddie.
And just to be specific on what that means too, because you have correspondent lenders would mean that it's a mortgage bank that you can loan out their own money, but they're going to be selling it off immediately to one of the big lenders out there, and that means they have to meet that lender's guidelines. And it may still be a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, for instance, but it may be more restrictive on what they allow than what Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac will allow. And we can go outside of those restrictions and close a lot of deals that other companies can't.
So what are the most popular loan packages you guys end up doing, the loans, like FHA, you know, versus conventional? What are some of those
things? I'd say a majority of my business are conventional loans.
Okay.
I do quite a few FHA and VA loans, but majority of my clients do fit in that conventional box.
So what are the differences between FHA and conventional?
That's a good question. As far as conventional loans go, they need to meet Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's guidelines,
mm-hmm.
okay? So with that being said, if for one reason or another it doesn't meet Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's guidelines, that's where we may recommend doing an FHA mortgage, because it's going to be better typically for the borrower to go into a conventional mortgage versus an FHA mortgage.
Got it.
Okay, tell you what, Scott, I want to go further with that question, because there are a lot of people that don't know what the best loan is for them. They don't know whether they should go with an FHA loan or with a conventional loan. And I have more questions around that when we return. We're talking with Scott Chapman, one of our best loan officers at Cornerstone Mortgage, and we're going to talk about conventional versus FHA, and we're also going to talk about some of the options with private mortgage insurance when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage in the FM News Talk 97.1 studios.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle, and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.